Mentions in Machlokas Rabba and Rava, why is it that a shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayyam has to say b'fanei b'fanei? Spent a lot of time on this Machlokas. Rabba says l'fishayin b'kiyin l'shma, and Rava says l'fishayin eidim mitzuyin l'kaimu. So the Gemara and Daf Gimel tries to figure out why Rabba doesn't like Rava, Rava doesn't like Rabba. We discussed that part of the Gemara. Then on the bottom, the Gemara comes back to the basics, to the yisod. Rabba says l'fishayin b'kiyin l'shma. The shliach has to say b'fanei b'fanei nechtam because they're not b'kiyim in l'shma. B'fanei nechtam means l'shma. We discussed machlokas harishonim. How does it mean? What do you have to do? You have to ask questions. You don't have to ask questions. But it means l'shma. So the question the Gemara asks on the Gimel Amud Aleph is, okay, that's a pshat in the Mishnah. But if that is the pshat in the Mishnah, then who is the tan of the Mishnah? That's the kasha that the Gemara asks on Gimel Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Well, the Rabba, the Amal Fishem Bekin Lishma, Man Haitana Deboy Ksiva Lishma, Boy Chasim Lishma. Rabba says that the Shliach has to say Befani, Befani Nechtam, Dos Mei. Nichtav Lishma, Venechtam Lishma. You need both Ksiva and Chasim Lishma. Who's the Tana who needs both? If we can't find a Tana who needs both, so then that shlopes up Rabba's Pshat. We have his Pshat. We have Mahogas, Rabba, and Rova. Why, they didn't learn like it should. Okay, great, everything is great. But it's not so great, because if there's no Tana that we can explain Lefi Rabba, so then his parish has to be rejected, we have to learn like Rava. So who is that Tana? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Who is that Tana who requires both Ksiva Lishma and Chasim Lishma? This is a Kasha, this is a Shaka Tana, the Gemara we're going to have until Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a lot of back and forth in the Gemara, so we have two answers, two very important answers. One's a simple answer. The Gemara comes around to say that there is a Tana. It finds a Tana. The other's a more complicated answer. We'll have to talk about that answer in great detail. Not so posh. But we're not there yet. So what does the Gemara say? Who's the Tana who requires both Ksiva Lishma and Chasim Lishma? E Rabbi Meir, Chasim Aboy, Ksiva Lobo. If it's Rabbi Meir, so he requires Chasim Lishma, but not Ksiva Lishma. What does that mean? Zok Rashi, E Rabbi Meir, the Omar Iker Ashtar Zoi Chasima. So Rabbi Meir holds Eide Chasima Karsim. We alluded to Rabbi Meir and the Sugya Mucha Mitocha, but now we're starting to hit it. Starting to hit the jugular. Rabbi Meir says Eide Chasima Karsim, that the way to shaf a shtar, the way to make a shtar is to Eide Chasima. So Chasima Lishma Boy, Rabbi Meir requires Chasima Lishma, the Chiksiv, the Kosav Loa Chasima Ksiv. That's a very important line. The pasuk says v'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosam biyada. That's the pasuk of get. Question is, what does it mean v'kosav lo? So if you were to ask me, I'd say it means aksiva. It means to write the get. You got to write the get. Lo lishma nosam biyada. That's the mizan sin, etc. The comfort of the Gemara says, but not so fast, because if you think about it, Rabbi Meir, who holds that really all you need is the chasima. I mean, of course, you need the ksiva to get to first base, but the ikar is the chasima. Right? The ikar is the chasima. You don't even need a tzivir abal on the ksiva. You don't even need a tzivir abal on the ksiva, according to Rabbi Meir. So then, the kosavla doesn't mean the ksiva, because that's not ikar. The kosavla means chasima. It's quite a creative interpretation, right? Rashi is saying, lefi Rabbi Meir, you got to reinterpret the pasuk. The kosav doesn't mean what we think it means. It doesn't mean ksiva. It means a type of writing, but it means the chasima. It means the chasima seita. How do they know that? So it says the Gemara, that's not ain't kosav the mechubal akarka, kosu ala mechubal akarka tol shochas v'venosna lo kosher. Mishnah says that you're not allowed to write on mechubal akarka. You can't write a get on something that's attached to the ground. Why is that? So here Rashi kicks in again. Tani l'kaman, kosav get al mechubar kosher. V'afal gav d'chsiv v'kosav v'nosa, mishena mechus v'lakciv v'nesina, what does that mean? Pasuk says, because lo sefer krisus v'nosam biyoda, so we dash in a kind of a hekesh between the kosav v'nosam. The kosav v'nosam means that there has to be a hemshah, there has to be a continuity between the ksiva and the nesina. But if there's some other maisa in between, then that's a problem. The ksiva and the nesina don't have to happen literally one after the other. You can give the get to a shliach, the baal can put the get in his drawer, but nothing has to happen to the get between. Right? They don't have to cut it off. There's no, it's not mechusa ktitza. So, mechubal akarka is a psul and get. That's the kulayama. Everyone holds that. So the question is, mechuber when? Mechuber when? That's the shayla. That's the shayla. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to write a get on mechuber lekayim. So afilu hochi says Rashi, kevan the chasma betolish mashale Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. The Tanakama that Mishnah says. That what that and kosim mechuber lekarka lechatchila no, but if kosim mechuber lekarka it's okay as long as tol shol chosmo benosn lekosher, so it's ainu mechuser ksiva ktsitsa unasin. There's no ktsitsa between ksiva and asina. Why? Rabbi Meir holds ksiva does mean chasima. Ksiva really means chasima. So as long as you tol shol before the chasima, then you have a chasima and a asina one after the other with no ktsitsa in the middle. Rabbi Meir's machshir as long as you sign it after the tlisha. Alma v'kosav v'kla achasimahu. Clearly, the kosav blood is not going on ksiva, what we call writing of the get. It's going on the signing of the get. It's going on chasima. And that's why mechuba is not a problem, as long as you have nothing separating between the chasima and the nesina. So why l'chatchila can't you do it? You should be able to write together chatchila on mechuba l'kaka. So Rashi says, en kosum l'chatchila ala mechuba, shema yachtam b'mechuba, u'mifsul k'defrishis. It's exerid rabbi. L'chatchila, you're supposed to write on something that's not mechuba l'kaka because we're afraid you'll forget. You'll forget to cut it off before the chasima. But with the Eved, Rabbi Meir would say, as long as you cut it off after the ksiva, before the chasima, and you have chasima and the sina one after the other without a break, even if temporarily they're not one after the other. But as long as there's no maisa of cutting off the get in between, then Rabbi Meir says it's kosher. So for the Gemara, Rabbi Meir can't be the Tana of the Mishnah, because Rabbi Meir holds that the kosav law in the pasuk is talking about chasima, not ksiva. Ksiva is not so key. So if ksiva is not so key, so then lishma could only be going on the chasima, not on the ksiva. It's more than that. It's not just that chasima is the key and ksiva is not the key, but the pasuk says v'kosav law. Where do we know lishma from? V'kosav law lishma. So whatever v'kosav means in the pasuk, that's what lishma is going on. Rabbi Meir learns v'kosav is going on chasima. So v'kosav is going on chasima, but we see that from the context of mechuber, so then lishma is going on chasima too. So only the chasima has to be lishma, not the ksiva. So he couldn't be the Tana of the Mishnah. This is the first step of the question.
Why is the Mishnah of mechuber a raya that's Rabbi Meir? Meaning, if there's a machlokes even by that Mishnah, if it's Rabbi Meir or Blaza.
So the Gemara has that, right? There's a shakar of the Gemara. But the Poshup shot is that's the Mishnah Rabbi Meir, you know?
Seems like most of the Amorim there seem to assume that it's for Blazar and only Rishon.
It's on the Torah. It definitely does fit better with the Lashon and Mishnah. Okay, I hear. I mean, basically, what the Gemara is saying is there's no machlokas. It's that the machlokas, whether Eide Mesira, whether Ksiva is the key or Chasim is the key, will determine how to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going Lekuli Alma. That's really what the Gemara is saying, right? Rabbi Meir could interpret the Mishnah Kipshuta. Question is, Rabbi Elazar seems to be against that Tana. So is he really? Or maybe he also can work out with the Tana, but he's teaching us another principle, that the Iker Ksiva is the Toref, right? The Toref, the Shemus, the, you know, Harei at Muteres L'Chaladam, the Toref is the key. The other part of the get, that's not, even Rabbi Elazar would say you can write the Tofes. L'chatchila not, but the Evet, it would be okay. So it really could go like both of them. Okay, that's as far as Rabbi Meir. E Rabbi Elazar continues the Gemara. Ksiva boy chasima lo boy. Rabbi Elazar is the opposite. Rabbi Elazar holds that the ikar of the get is the ksiva. When it says because of law in the pasuk, it's going on in ksiva. It's going on the ksiva kipshuto, not going on the chasima. So he doesn't require chasima l'shma. V'chitem la'olam Rabbi Elazar. Maybe it's really Rabbi Elazar. V'chila boy Rabbi Elazar chasima l'shma midaraisa midrabanan boy. What are you going to say, Rabbi Elazar? Holds that the pasuk, of course, the pasuk of kosav law is going on ksiva, but maybe midrabanan he requires even ksiva lishma as a chum midrabanan. Maybe it says the gemara no can't be. V'yashlosha get m'sul midrabanan v'laboy Rabbi Elazar chasima lishma. You have a mishnah daf pei vav min aleph about shlosha get m'sul midrabanan min haTorah these getting akasha midrabanan these getting apostle, and Rabbi Elazar does not require does not require chasima l'shma. He doesn't require chasima b'chlal. What's the Mishnah? So the Tanan Gimel getting psul in v'mnisis avlad kosher. There are three celebrated cases that midrabbanan the get is possible, but the vlad is kosher. Why is the vlad kosher? Minatora the get is completely fine. Midrabbanan the get is possible. So why is the vlad kosher? A little difficult, right? Why is the vlad kosher? So if you would ask me, I'd say, well, minatora is kosher. So what could be the problem? What could be the problem? Does anyone say that when there's a psul drabbanan, the vlad is taka mamza? The get is Rabbi Meir. So is this Mishnah not Rabbi Meir? Not so clean. That's the Rashi on Pevov. Has different girsos. It's a little complicated. Poshup shot is this Mishnah should not be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds a kol mishana mimaper shtor chacham begitin avlad mamza. So if it's a psul drabbanan, these are psulim midrabbanan, the vlad should be a mamza. Even if minat Torah it's kosher. So that's what the Bach on Pevov makes reference to a Tosfos Reish Perakama. Which Tosfos are you talking about? Tosfos on our Sugya. I didn't give it to you yet. We're going to see this Tosfos. But just to cheat a little bit. This type of cheating is mutter. Right? Shlosha Gittim Sulam. What does Tosfos say? Ika demuki beperak basra hach masis and kirabi meir. Some taka amamed in Mishnah kirabi meir. That's the chelik of the Gemara that I didn't give you before. Right? That's right after the Mishnah, between that and Machogas Rav and Shmuel, Ksav Sofer, Chasam Sofer, Ksav Yodo Ve'eid. So in that Gemara, some want to say, maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. So it says, Tosus, but how could that be? Afagab, the Islele Rabbi Meir, Kol Mishana, Mima Be'er Shdorachan, Begin Avlad Mamzer, Omer Rabbi Natam, Dehochay Natam, Ad Avlad Kosher, Dekacho Yaham Abbe'er Shlo Yiposel Avlad Behanach Shlosh. Rabbi Natam comes up with a Chiddush, says it's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Meir says normally if you change from the Madbeish Tavach Chachamim, if you give a get that's posel midrabbanan, the vlad is taka mamzer. This is an exception. Kach nemar halacha. Chazal over here will more make them. So even Rabbi Meir would say here the vlad is kosher. So it could go even like him. It's not the posher pshat, but that's Rabbi Natan. Because the Gemara later on sounds like it can go like Rabbi Meir, so that's why he feels compelled to say maybe this shinui of the Madbeish Chachamim is somehow different. Okay, what are the cases? So Gimel Gittim Sulim V'Nisa Vlad Kasha. Kosev B'Ksav Yodo V'Ein Olav Eidim. Kosev B'Ksav Yodo V'Ein Olav Eidim. The Baal wrote the get B'Ksav Yodo. He writes the get with his handwriting. But Ein Olav Eidim. Min HaTorah that's kosher, says the Mishnah, Midrabbanan it's posel. Yesh Olav Eidim V'Ein Bo Zman. Let's say it has two Eidim on it, but there's no Zman. So the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, in the second parak says that there's a takon of zman beget. You need a zman beget, a takon of derabbanan. Two different reasons why you need zman, but it's a takon of derabbanan. Oh, so that's minat Torah somehow. That's kosher. Yesh olaved and vein bosman minat Torah is kosher. If the reish is like Rabbi Meir, that's great. He holds a dechasim akarsi. So we understand that minat Torah is kosher. Midrabbanan it's possible because it doesn't have a zman. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo ela eid echad. Well, let's say it has a zman. Okay, it only has one aid. What does that mean? It has an eid echad on it, and that minat Torah is kosher. Eid echad beget. So what does Rashi say? Kosev b'ksav yodo yidei abal, ein bo zman beiz zmanich, but ein bo ela eid echad uksav yidei sofer. Oh, you got the ksav sofer also. There's the ksav sofer with the eid echad, so you really have two eidim. So what's the problem? There are two eidim and you have a zman. Oh, okay, that's true, but the problem is, the chashash is we're afraid maybe you'll be machsher with ksav sofer without the eid, with just the ksav sofer. So midrabbanan, that's possible. Midrabbanan, it's possible unless you have two eidim in addition to the ksav sofer. So these are three gittin that minat Torah they're kosher, midrabbanan they're possible. Harei elu shloshu gittin psulim v'mnisis havlai kosher. Rabbi Elazar omer avu b'shen alav eidim elu shenastu lo b'fnei eidim kosher v'dov v'nachos m'shabadim. Zoper b'Elazar. Even if you don't have any eidim, there's no eidecha, there's no kosav v'ksav yado, there's no sof, there's nothing. There are no eidim on the get b'chlam. But Nosla B'Fnei Eidim is kosher v'govim v'nachasim v'shibadim. Okay, we'll get to govim v'nachasim v'shibadim. What does a get have to do with Golden Chazer Rav? Pashut Pshat is the first day in Rashi. We'll get there. 2 days in Rashi. We have to talk about that too. Pashut Pshat is that the Mishnah in Ksuba says that Hotziya get ve'im oksuba. She can collect the Ksuba. She produces the get. And she says she was divorced, but never got the Ksuba. So that get can serve as a shtar to be machayev the Baal to give a Ksuba. So the get will enable her to be govern from the Chas Mishibon. Okay, that's that prat. Zokter Balazza Shaina Eidim Chosman Alaged Elementic and Olam. The Balazza says that as long as you have Eidim Mesira Karsi, even if you don't have any Eidim at all, it's kosher v'yosher. The Vlad is kosher. Vlad is kosher. Lechatchila, you can marry with this get, Rebbe Loza says. Vimnises Avlad kosher, Zokter Rashi, Almatana Kamagufe Leposil Elamid Rabbanon. The fact that Rabbi Eloza says in Nisei Savlad Kosher, right, and clearly he's saying something more, right? So the Psul, again, Rabbi Eloza is saying that even if you don't have Eidim, it's Kosher Lechatchila to get married. Kosher Lechatchila to get married. Right? The Tanakama holds it's only a Psul Rabbana, because if it would be a Psul Daraisa, then the Vlad would be a Mamzer. Rabbi Elazar is machshir that even lechatchila it's kosher. So the Chachamim say lechatchila it's posel midrabanan, but the evidence going to be kosher. So what do you see? You see, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasima b'chol. It's not that min haTorah he doesn't require chasima midrabanan; he requires chasima. No, he holds you don't need chasima b'chol. It's kosher lechatchila, but the evidence everything is fine. So if everything is fine, how can we say Rebbe Loza holds it? You need chasima l'shmo. If you don't need chasima b'chlal, why should it have to be l'shmo? If you don't need chasima b'chlal, okay, there's a tikkun ha'olam to have the edim. So if the edim sign, but they sign shalom l'shmo, is that worse? Why should it be worse? If Rebbe Loza holds it, you don't need chasima at all. So if you have the chasima, who cares what it is? It's just bal mehal to the chasima. Gone. It shouldn't be a problem. That's the Gemara's kash. So who's the time? Rabbi Meir holds that you only need chasima l'shma, you shouldn't need chasima l'shma b'chlal. Rabbi Loza holds that the ksiva is the ikr, because of what is going on the ksiva. You don't need chasima b'chlal. So if you don't need chasima b'chlal, even if you have it, it shouldn't be a problem. Even if you have it, if it's a chasima shalom l'shma, it shouldn't be a problem b'chlal, because it's not necessary to be there at all. That's the Gemara's kasha. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So ultimately, the answer of the Gemara, you see the setup that I'm referring to. The Gemara ultimately is going to say what? Rabbi Elazar is the Tana of the Mishnah, but he holds that if you don't have chasima, that's fine. But if you have it and it's bad, that's worse. That's the first answer. Of course, we have to understand why that's true. But that's his yesod. You don't need the chasima, because of what's going on the ksiva. But if you have chasima, shalom l'shma, that's worse. That's worse. If you're going to do it right. If you do it bad, that's going to be worse. Okay? That's going to be one of the answers of the Gemara. But at this stage in the Gemara, I'm not sure who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Okay. Let's try to analyze this Mishnah a little bit. We've talked a little bit about it, but I want to understand it better. The Mishnah says there are three gittin that are kosher min haTorah, midrabanan, and pasul. So why are they kosher min haTorah? What's the psul drabanan? Let's try to understand each one of these three cases. So Kosav Iksav Yodo. Iksav Yodo is the first case over here. Let's try to analyze what the Rishonim say. Rishonim on the Mishnah Daf Pei Vav, Tosis at least, is found here. Rashi is not here. Rashi is on the Mishnah. There. Not here. But Tosis is a very important comment over here, which we're going to have to get to. But to understand Tosis, we first have to have the background in what Iksav Yodo is all about. And hopefully we'll be able to understand what the Rishonim say over here. So why Taka is Kosav Iksav Yodo min haTorah kosher? Kosav Iksav Yodo. If you'd asked me, at first glance, there are no Eidim. There are no Eidim. So if there are no Eidim, so then how could it be kosher? How could it be kosher? So what does Rashi say? Let's all turn to Rashi and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. It's a critical Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi to read. You have to have the Girsos. Rashi says, V'mnises Havlad Kosher, Haitan Alav K'Rabbi Meir Svirlin. So Rashi posits at the outset against Rabbi Nutam on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that it's not Rabbi Meir. Hi Tana Lav Rabbi Meir, Lav Rabbi Meir Svirle, Damer the Chasima Karsi. To the Rabbi Meir, Avlad Mamzer. Meir holds, Kalam Hashana, Mimaber Shtav Chacham Begidin, Avlad Mamzer. So it couldn't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Natan had a different reading, a different understanding, but this is Rashi. That's his opening salvo. Ulamad Demukila Begimara Kirabi Meir, Just one second. Ulaman de mukila begemar karimach. So the Bach in Os Aleph says, Tevos elu mechukin. Tof Aleph mem. Tevos elu mechukin. The Bach takes this out. Rashi just said that it's not Kirabi Meir. It's not Kirabi Meir. So if you read it without this part of Rashi, how does it read? Haytam alav Kirabi Meir sphere. The Amar Eidech Hasim Akarsi. The Rabbi Meir Havlad Mamzim. The love of Rabbi Lozer is really. It's not like Rabbi Lozer either. The Amar Eidem Mesira Karsi. The Apollo Rabbi Lozer is Seifa. Rabbi Lozer is in the Seifa, so he couldn't be the Tana, the Resha, and the Seifa, so it has to be some other Tana. So why is Ksav Yad Kosha? Asks Rashi. Why is Ksav Yad Kosha? It's not Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Lozer. Why is Ksav Yad Kosha? So Rashi tells him. It's kosher midaraisa. Why? There are no edim mesira on this, but it's kosher because v'kasa v'nasan karina be, says Rashi. V'kasa v'nasan karina be. V'kasa v'lasefer prisus v'nasan biyada. What does that mean? So we saw that the halacha of mechuber is learned from these words. We connect v'kasav v'nasan. There's a hekesh v'kasav v'nasan. So one halacha is that it can't be mechus and ketitza in the middle. But Rashi is taking that drasha, and he's saying the hekesh can also teach me something else. V'kasav v'nasan is exeris akasav to teach me that kasav ksav yado min haTorah is kosher. V'nasan biyado is the baal. V'nasan biyado. Who's the subject of that statement? V'nasan is the baal. So if the baal does the nasina, v'kasav v'nasan tells me that the same person who can do a nasina can do a ksiva. So kosav ksav yado, the Torah is telling me that if the Baal writes the get ksav yado, it's kosher because of the kosav enasa. What a chiddush. And Rashi says it's exeris akosav that the kosav, that the ksav yado is kosher. Exeris akosav. It's not because there's some kind of edich hasima, some kind of edus in the ksav yado. No, it's not edus. It's exeris akosav that it just works. Because of an asa tells me that it works. Despite the fact that you don't have any edus in the shtar. There are no edim asira, there's no edim chasim and nothing. Kosav ksav yada works because of an asa karina bay. Yes?
Does it make sense that, like, I guess that's what Rashi's saying, but like, it makes sense that you can learn out, like, the katan comes before the natan in terms of the order of the pasuk. So it makes sense that you can say, you know, we're learning out, we're establishing something by the natan and then turning around and then establishing it by the katan. Why?
Well, that's what a hekesh is. Right, we normally learn a hekesh both ways.
It can go backwards.
Yeah, sure. So why not? Why can't it go backwards over here too? I think so. So if you just read the Rashi with the Bach, you get the impression Rashi's saying one thing about ksav yada. V'kasav v'nasan, it's doch exeris akasav. Right, we had a kasha. How does ksav yada work on a deraisa level? The answer is, it's an exception to the rule. There's no. I can't give you a svara. V'kasav v'nasan, it's exeris akasav. It tells me that ksav yada works. Natano.
I understand how the Kosher tells us that the Baal can write it, but how does it tell us that he can write it without any edim on it?
What's the chiddush that he can write it? Anyone can write it. The Sofer can write it too. What's the big deal? It sounds like the Ksivas HaBaal is sufficient and you don't need anything else. I think so. But Rashi does have another pshat over here. There is something in this parenthesis that I think is important to point out. That's really the first pshat in Rashi. The Baal takes it out, but certainly lefi Tosfos on Gimel on the base, there's no reason to take it out. Right? Tosfos says that it goes aliba de Rabbi Meir. Right? The Mishnah can go aliba de Rabbi Meir. Over here, the Vlad is kosher, the Vlad is not a mamzer. So how would Rabbi Meir learn Kosav Ksav Yada? So says Rashi, Ulaman de Mukila Begemara ke Rabbi Meir, Ikulamema de Ksav Yada kemea Eidim Dami. Ikulamema de Ksav Yada kemea Eidim Dami. What's Rashi saying? Why is Ksav Yada kosher? Why? Say the magic words. Hodas baldin kameh eidim dami. Oh, that's not exeris akasav, that's a svar. Hodas baldin kameh eidim dami. That maybe kasav ksav yado is not just exeris akasav, kasav and nasan, but rather there's an edus. There's an edus that's licked in that shtar if there's a ksav yad. Because the ksav yad of the baldover is like a hodas baldin. Hodas baldin is always kameh eidim dami. It's like you have two eidim chasim. It's like you have meh eidim chasim in the get. Now, that's not just Rabbi Meir, because we're going to see Rabbi Lozer as well. Even though he holds Eidim Mesira Karsi, there are some Rishonim who learn that he's only adding. He's saying that even Eidim Mesira Karsi, But he would also admit that Eide Chasima could also be Karsi. So this could work according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Right? If you hold that Eide Chasima works in a get, so then Kosev B'Ksav Yodo could be Kosher because of Dos Badin Kamei Eide Dami. Poshet. Mamish Poshet. Ksav Yodo could be Hodos Badin Kamei Eide Dami. Hodos Badin Kamei Eide Dami. Why does Rashi need both of these ideas? Is it really one and the same? Is he saying two things or is he saying one thing? The Kosov in us sounds like Exeris HaKosov. If he's going with Hodos Badin Kamei Eidim Dami, so what does he need with Kosov in us? The drasha of Rashi is not in the Gemara. Rashi is adding. Rashi is explaining the drasha of the Gemara. So why exactly does he need two? The Rav wanted to suggest, this is in the Kuntres Ashtaris of Shachta Hesse. Rav wanted to suggest that maybe there's a fundamental difference between these two approaches that Rashi is suggesting. Rashi has a suffix about the nature of Ksav Yodo. Rashi has a suffix. Rashi's not sure. Is Ksav Yodo just a Gzeres HaKosev? Ksav Yodo works by get. There's a Gzeres HaKosev that Ksav Yodo works despite the fact that it doesn't have a din shtar? Well, maybe no, Ksav Yodo really does have a din shtar. Now, how could it have a din shtar? To have a din shtar, you need Eidim. Right, we said the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, the Kosev HaSefer V'chosem V'hoyed Eidim, you need Eidim to shaf a shtar, to make a shtar, to create a shtar. So if there are no Eidim, how can they have a din shtar? Oh, Zokta Rav, that's exactly what Rashi wasn't sure about. Should we claim that Odoz Baldun Kamei Eidim Dami by Kosev Ksav Yodo, and if Odoz Baldun Kamei Eidim Dami, then you have Eidim in the shtar? If you hold that Ksav Yodo is kosher because of Odoz Baldun Kamei Eidim Dami, so then you have Eidim in the shtar, you mamish have it in shtar over here. You have it in shtar? But maybe in the second shot in Rashi, Rashi wasn't so sure. He wasn't so sure that Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami is going to help me over here. He thought maybe Ksav Yodo doesn't have a din shtar. Ksav Yodo doesn't have a din shtar. But nevertheless, it works by get. So Rashi's bothered. Like, how could that be? How could that be? If Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami somehow is not going to help me to shaf a shtar, to make Ksav Yodo into shtar, so how can Ksav Yodo work by get? So Rashi says, Al Karcha, what you have to say is it's Exeris HaKosev, it breaks the rules. It works despite the fact that it's not a shtar, that it doesn't have a din shtar in Kol HaTorah Kula. Ksav Yodo wouldn't have a din shtar. But it works anyway in get because of the Kosev HaNosan. The Kosev HaNosan tells me that the Baal who can do the Nesina Saget is the same Baal who can do the Ksiva Saget. So that could be the Sofik in Rashi. Is Ksav Yodo really like a shtar? Does it have a din shtar? Does it not have a din shtar? The first Pshat of Rashi is saying it has a din shtar. Odos Badin Kamei Eidim Dami means that there, it's like there is an Eidus. It's like there is an Eidus of Shnei Eidim or more. Because the Ksav Yad of the Baldovar, Odoz Badin, is Kamei Eidim Dami. But the second day Rashi holds, no, if you don't have Shnei Eidim Mamish, that's not called Shtar. That V'chosu B'Sefer V'chosum V'hoed Eidim. You have to have Dumya the Sefer HaMikna and Sefer Yirmiyah. You have to have Shnei Eidim Chasumim Bo. You can have Odoz Badin Kamei Eidim Dami from Hank Bismarck. It's not going to help you. It's not a shtar. Not a shtar. But Ksav Yodo will work by get anyway because of the Kosev HaNasa, because of Xeris HaKosev, because of HaNasa. These are the two approaches of Rashi, the different studim as to how Ksav Yodo works. Now, we should posit before we... There's a lot more to add. We'll take a question, but just before we take a question, there's no debate that Ksav Yodo works by moment. Don't be confused to think, well, whether Ksav Yodo by get is Xeris HaKosev, a Kosev HaNasan or not, so that will determine whether it works by moment. You know, if it's based on the Kosev HaNasan, so if it didn't get, then Ksav Yodo is meaningless in Shtari moment. That can't be. That can't be. How do I know it can't be? It's the Mishnah. Mishnah Bava Basra says that Kosev Ksav Yodo does work in moment, to some extent. We'll talk about it in just a moment. So you can't say that the Kosev HaNasan is telling me that there's a special halach in get, Ksav Yodo works by get, but it doesn't work in Shar Shtaris. That doesn't make any sense. That's against the Mishnah. So we're going to have to fine-tune it just a little bit. Yes, question.
Can we say simply that in the second day of Rashi, the reason he's going with Xeris HaKosev is because that works within Das Malazar, I mean, not necessarily Rav Elazar, but it doesn't work within a Rav Meir. Meaning a Rav Meir says the concept is not talking about the Ksivas Aget. So he can't learn off the Xeris Akasa.
Right, I understand. Meaning the reason why Rashi suggests the second Lashon is he wants to make it work, even Aliba de Rabbi Elazar. True. But what's the suffix? What's the suffix of these two approaches? Right?
Meaning, because you mean maybe Rashi liked the Xeris Akasa, but you can't say that within Das Rav Meir, so you have to say something else.
Yeah, but if he says that, but I would like Hodas Badin Kameidlam. I wouldn't like Exeris Akasiv. I would never like Exeris. The default position is to... The default position is what I like to call conservation of categories. Right? Why be Mechadish a new din in Get if I have a din in Shar Shtaris that can work for Get? So if I have a principle called Hodas Badin Kameidlam, why be Mechadish because of an Asa? The Gemara doesn't say because of an Asa and tells me that Ksav Yodah works by Get. So why apply such a principle? Obviously, there's a problem. There could be a problem with the first svar. Not just that the Bach takes it out, but maybe there's a svar that's a problem. There's a fundamental problem with it. And that's why we really do need the second approach. We can use that second approach, because maybe it'll solve a problem that we'll have with the first approach. Of course, we have to explain what that problem would be. But in just a moment. How are you?
Like Sabi, although we don't need to be worried that perhaps there could be issues of Mishmar Kashrus, whereas when we have a sofer writing it, as we saw in Beis Avodis, so Rav Bikinin and Migmar Gire, so we're not concerned about the kashrus. So, like, Ksav Yodah, yeah, Middle Raisa works, but, like, they're abundant, would they even allow it? Because would a common person know the Hilchos Gittin and things like that?
That's a good hour. It's a good hour. But if the common person knows enough to write the get with the Lashonos that the sofer has it, so maybe we can assume that he'll write it Lishma too. If Stam Safer the Daini Migmar Gemiri, so if this person is writing a get and it looks like a get, it smells like a get, you wouldn't necessarily know that the Baal is writing it unless we actually recognize the signatures. So maybe included within the assumption of the within that rove is that a person who knows how to write a get properly, he's like the Stam Safer the Daini. So he's Migmar Gemiri too. We're not afraid that it's not going to be Lishma. What do I mean that the Mishnah in Bava Basra says that there is a concept called Ksav Yodah Yivmei Shar Shtaris? So, that's the last Mishnah. If you get to the end of Bava Basra, if you survive till the end, and you're smiling and dancing to the end, the Daf Kuf Ayin Vav. Whoa. So on Daf Kuf Ayin Hey, the Mishnah says, HaMalves Chavero B'Shtar Govim Menachosim Meshubadim Ba'al Yidei Eidim Govim Menachosim B'nei Chorim. Someone who's malves chaver b'shtar, he can be gov even from a chas mishabadim. We've spoken about mishabadim. Mishabadim are karkos that there's a lien on them, right? There's a halva. Let's say the halva is January 1st, and then February 1st, whatever. Let's say some of our shloshim yom. So let's say January 15th, the lova sells property, and then the malve February 1st comes to collect the loan. So if the lova doesn't have any money, then he can go to the lekuchos of that property and collect the property, because those nechasim are meshubad, they are subservient. There's a lien on them, L-I-E-N. There's a lien on them for this chov. Okay, but the Mishnah says that only if you're mavas chaver b'shtar can you be govah from nechasim meshubad. Hotzi alav ksav yado shuchayev lo govah from nechasim nechar. It says the Mishnah, if he's motzi ksav yado, then you can be govah, but only from nechasim nechar. Why is shtar different than a nilval peh? The Gemara explains that shtar. What's special about shtar? Anyone? What does Rashi say? What's special about shtar? One word. Kol. Right? That a shtar has a kol. Right? Shtaros are filed in Bezdin. They're more official. They're done more publicly. So they have a kol. There'll be a rumor. People will find out about it. So if they find out about it, then we assume that the Lekuchos must have found out about it, and they entered into the business deal at their own risk. Right? There is a good chance that the lover is going to pay the money back himself. The Malva's not going to have to collect the karka in order to pay off the chov, in order to get paid for the chov. So they took a risk. So as long as they take a risk, then iu afsidu anafshayu, they're taking the risk. So we're not concerned. Then if the lover doesn't have any money, so then the Malva can collect from the chosim shibadim. But if it's only a milva al peh, the lekuchas don't know, so it's not fair. So even though minat Torah really shibuda daraisa, Ula learns minat Torah shibuda daraisa. The concept of a shiva, that's a concept daraisa. That if the lova sold nechassim between the halva'ah and the zmanapiron, and now he doesn't have any money to pay, then you can be go with him. Not the chassim shibadim minat Torah. The Rabbanan and Chazal were afraid of the Seder de Lekuchos. They're afraid the Lekuchos are going to lose out. So they said, in a case where there's no kol, then you can't collect from the Chasam Shabbat. So by Milva Pei you can't, by Milva Bishtar you can. So that's the backdrop to this line. So if you're only a motzi ksav yad, so then you can only be gov from lechasim neicharin. Why? Says the Rashbam. Right, the Rashbam in Belvasa. The lo govim in meshubadim el milva kosev v'shtar sheish bo edim. The kemedi katar t'shtar v'edim mafki lelakala. You have shtar plus edim, so then it's motzi kol. But ksav yado, ksav yado doesn't have edim. Ksaviyado doesn't have edim on it. So because it doesn't have edim on it, it's not going to be motzi a kol. It's not going to be motzi a kol. What does that mean it doesn't have edim on it? But hodos baden kame edim dami. But it doesn't have edim mamish on it. So in terms of the, in the world of kol, in the world of kol, so the halacha of hodos baden kame edim dami doesn't have to play a role. Right? It could be that to be motzi a kol, I need edim mamish. So if ksaviyado works by get only because of the kos of anasan, right, if it works only because of the Kasav Nasan, what are you saying? You're saying whatever is missing from Ksav Yado that prevents it from being a shtar is also missing from Ksav Yado that would have been Motzi Kol. It's not going to be Motzi Kol. But Ksav Yado is strong enough that you can't be Kofrabo. Right? If the Malve is Motzi Ksav Yad, the Lova is a Ksav Yad, he says, I owe you $1,000. And the Malvis motzi that, and it's his ksavya. We recognize the handwriting. So then he can't deny it. He can't be called for it. Right? And say, oh, it never happened. What do you mean it never happened? You wrote it. It's your signature. It's your handwriting, I should say. It's your handwriting. So he can't deny it. So you can be gover based on that ksavya. But only from the chasim b'nei chorim, because there is no call. So it doesn't matter which pshat and rashi you take for gittin. Ksaviyado certainly is strong enough to prevent a kfira, but the question is it strong enough to give it a shame shtar? That's the question. Right? If you say hodas, but then kamei edim, I mean, not only is it strong enough to prevent a kfira, but maybe it has a shame shtar. It doesn't have enough, right? It's not enough to say that there's a kol, because the Rashbam explained you need shtar plus edim. You need edim mamish to have a kol. But maybe it'll have a shame shtar. It won't be motzi kol. It can't be gover from the chasim mishabadim, despite the fact that it has a shem shtar, because there are no edim amish. The other way to look at it is that the chasim of inasan tells me that ksav yado works by get. It doesn't have a shem shtar bechalal. But afal b'kein, you can't be kover because his hodah is right there. You won't be able to be kover. You can be gover from the chasim b'nei chorin. But obviously you can't be gover from the chasim mishabadim because it doesn't even have a din shtar. Not only are you missing an edim, it might not have a din shtar bechalal. So there certainly is no kol by ksav yad, and that's why you're not going to be able to be going from the chasim mishubad. So nochemol, there are two pshatim in Rashi as to why ksav yad works by get. But the tzad hashava is that avada ksav yad works by shtari mamon leinyan zeh, that the lova can't be kofer. You can't deny that he's obligated to pay the malva. Ksav yad is not going to be strong enough to be going from the chasim mishubadim because there's no kol. But it's enough to force the lover to pay from the chasim b'nei chorin. But our discussion is there a shame shtar to ksav yado? That's irrelevant to the conversation as to whether you can be gover from the chasim b'nei chorin and you can't be gover from the chasim mishabadim. You can be gover from the chasim b'nei chorin as long as you can't be kofer. And you can't be gover from the chasim mishabadim if there's no kol. And in the ksav yad, there is no kol, but you can't be kofer. So that's the discussion in the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Our question is, Is ksav yado a shtar, or is it not a shtar? That's the two days in Rashi. That's what the Rav was explaining. Hey, yes?
I understand. How did the Rashi contribute to us discussing the two days in Rashi?
He didn't. The Rashbam is explaining the Mishnah in Bava Basra. The Mishnah in Bava Basra says clearly that a ksav yad works to force a lova to pay a malva from the chasam yachar. How does that work? The answer is, it's strong enough to prevent the lover from denying that there was a halva in the first place. That is definitely strong enough for him. Whether it is a shtar or not a shtar, it doesn't matter. It's still a hodah. And yet at the same time, it's not going to be motzi kol. Even if it does have a shem shtar, it's not going to be motzi kol anyway. Because to be motzi kol, you need edim amish. That's what the Rashbam was saying. So you will be able to be gover from the chasim b'nei chorin, and you will not be able to be gover from the chasim b'nei shabadim. But that's not what Rashi was saying. The suffix in Rashi is there a shame shtar to look savyad or not? That's the suffix in Rashi. Now, what is that suffix really? That's before we try to analyze, well, what's the nafkamina? Like, who cares? All of the halachas here we know. The ksavyado works minatar by get. It doesn't work to be gone from mechaz mishvad by shtar imam. It's like, what could the nafkamina be? But before we even get there, let's try to analyze, what's Rashi really saying? Right? Does ksavyad have a din shtar? Does it not have a din shtar? I understand. Hodos balin kamedim. No one can argue with that. That's exeris hakasim. Does anyone know what the mukar for hodos balin kamedim is? You know what the mucker is? Yes, Yamin. Kuzah, exactly. Moda b'miktsa sataina. You heard of such a shmua? Moda b'miktsa. Kuzah, asher yomar kuzah. He admits the 50 out of 100, so then he has to swear. He has to pay the 50 and swear on the other 50. So kuzah, he says, this is it. So his hoda'a is mechayev him a shvua. So from that you see, says the Gemara in Kiddushin, and that's how mechayev him veis. Hodas badim kemei edim dam. It's the chapasuk. It's exeris hakasuf. So, isn't hodas badim kemei edim dam enough? Right, the Tanna's kasha, or maybe I should say my kasha against the Tanna. Right. Once you have hodas badim kemei edim dam, what do I need the kasuf and asan for? What is Rashi really saying? So the real answer is we have to understand what does hodas badim kemei edim dam mean. What am I asking? I'm asking that age-old question. Whenever you have any equational relationship in halacha, you always have to ask yourself, what does the chaf mean? Shomea ke'omer, right? That's our classical example. Someone is in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. So what do? Do I stop, look, and listen? Right? Well, you have to look. But do I stop and listen, right, to the Kedusha? Or should I say no? You stop and listen. What's the listening going to help you? If you listen, Shomer Ka'on, it's going to be a hefsek in your tefillah. It's a machlokas harishonim. Some rishonim say that you're not supposed to listen because it'll be a hefsek. It's like dibur mamish. Another rishonim say, dibur mamish? It's not saying a word. Shomer Ka'on just tells me that through Shmiya I can be Yotze Kedusha as well. It gives you an alternate track, a parallel track. That through Shmiya you can be Yotze just like dibur, but it's not dibur mamish. So it's not dibur mamish, so then it's best. To listen, right? It's best to listen. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita in Sukkah and in Brochus. Rashi holds that you're supposed to stop and listen to the Shliya Tzibra because Shomei HaKona doesn't mean it's Kedibra Mamish. It means it's Kedibra. It's Ke'one. It's as good as One, even if it's not Aniya Mamish. But that principle applies throughout Shas. Hodos Baldin Kemei Edebrami. First main verse. What does that mean? It's not Edem Mamish. How do I know it's not Edem Mamish? How do I know it's not Edom Mamish Mamish? It's not physical Edom. How do I know? Ksav Yada. Ksav what?
Plinyin
Kol. You're not Govah from the Chasim Meshavodim with Ksav Yada. So Hodas Badin Kamei Edom Dami can't be Edom Mamish Mamish. Why do I say that? Because, okay, it's not physical Edom. It's not really having two Edom. But the question is, what's the Halacha telling me? Is it saying that it has a din of Shnei Edom, even though it's not actual? It's not Edom before, but it has a din of Shnei Edom? It has a Torah's Edus to it? Well, maybe Hodas Baden Kamei Edom Dami doesn't have a Torah's Edus at all. But rather, what Torah does it have to it? What's its status? Nemonus. The person is Nemon. Hodas Baden Kamei Edom Dami just means that he's Nemon about himself. What does that mean? Does it have a Torah's Eidus? It's Dino Ke'edim? Or does it have a Torah's Nemonus? He's Nemon Ke'edim. Not Dino Ke'edim. He's Nemon Ke'edim. He has the same level Nemonis as Edim, but he's not Dino Ke'edim. The Ksos HaChoshen has a Loshen in Simen Lamedalid, quoting from the Gemara in Krisus, that Adam Nemon al Atzmo Yosemi Mea Ish. A person is not about himself. He's not about himself. If a person says, I owe someone money, he's not about himself more than anyone else. So the question is that all it is? It's a nemonus? If he's nemon kishnei eidim? Or it's mamish dinokei? He's dinokei. It's not eidim mamish. It's not eidim mamish. Right? Eidim mamish, it's not going to be motzi a kol. You're not going to be going from a chasum mishabad with him. But is it dinokei eidim? Does that have a Torah's eidus? Or is it only nemon kei? What's enough kamina? Our discussion. Rashi in the first part is saying that ksav yado works by get. How does ksav yado work by get? Get has to be a shtar. If get is not a shtar, it's not going to work. Right? Lechor, it shouldn't work. So how does ksav yado work by get? So the answer is, if odas baden kamei eidim dami, if odas baden kamei eidim dami means that it has a Torah's eidus, it has a Torah's eidus to it, so then it's mamish like a shtar. It's like the Rishnei Eidim that a chasum is a shtar. It's not Eidim mamish. You're not going to go from the chasum mishabad, but al pi din it's dino kishnei Eidim chasum mishtar, and it has a shame shtar, and that's why it's going to work by get as well. That's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi says, no, you misunderstood what haldas b'din kamei Eidim dami means. Haldas b'din kamei Eidim dami means he's neman kishnei Eidim, but he's not dino kishnei Eidim. It's not. There's no Torah's Eidim. So one person has a Torah's shnei Eidim on him. What does that mean? He doesn't have a Torah's Eidim. He's neman kishnei Eidim. Of his only nemen kishnei eidim, so then we're back to the drawing board. So why does ksav yado work by get? Get has to be a shtar. Get has to be a shtar. Without get being a shtar, then you're not getting to first base. So how does it work? The answer is it's there. It's a kosev that it works despite the fact that it's not a shtar. We thought that get has to be a shtar, but the kosev in Asan tells me that ksav yado works anyway, despite the fact that it's not a shtar. So the Rav, those are the two pshat in Rashi. He doesn't say this whole vart in Hadas Baldin, but I think it's clear that that's what he's assuming. That the Rav's interpretation of Rashi, that the two Deis and Rashi are disagreeing as to whether Ksav Yadav has a Din Shtar, that's not a Din Shtar. L'chor, what they're really arguing about is what does Hadas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami mean? Does it really have a Torah's Eidus, despite the fact that it's not Eidim Mamash and you can't be going from Nechas Meshabadim? Or does it not have a Torah's Eidus Bechlal? It's a Torah's Nemonus. He's Nemon Kishne Eidim, but it's not Dino Ke'edim. It's not dino ka'edim, so then you got to break the rules to make ksav yado work. So that's Rashi in the second pshat. Says that because of an osam is the mocha that ksav yado works by God. So a hand up. Yes, Daniel.
So you know by like other stars, does ksav yado looks like I plony loan plony $1,000? What is it?
Exactly? I didn't say I plony loan plony. I said I owe plony. That's all I said. We're going to get to I plony loan plony. We're going to get to it. What are you really saying? Is ksav yado or is it chasam yado? Okay, you're cutting to the chip. Very good. So you see where I'm going.
Yeah.
But I might take a detour on the way, but yeah.
I might get, so what exactly look like? What difference in a ksav yad get? What exactly are you writing? I'm going to try and get that picture. What are you writing in ksav?
No, so what you're really asking, Daniel, is that ksav yad get, but don't you need the shamus in a get? So if you need shamus in a get, isn't that by definition going to be like chasam yado? Because if he has his name, you know, whatever, he says David ben Shmuel. Right? So, if it says David ben Shmuel in the get, and it's in his handwriting, that's his signature. So, isn't it obvious that Yal Chasam Yadu? So the Rishonim talk about that. We'll get to that. That's the run. Did you see the run? Okay, so we'll get to the run. Let's take it slow. Okay. Yeah, one more.
Just to understand the progression. So, first we were saying that it's a question of whether or not we're considering it a star, and if it's Kamei, and then it's going to have the name of the shtar, and if not, and then we're saying on a deeper level, I thought at first that we were saying was it's a question of whether or not it's made, and dummy, but now we're assuming
it can.
That.
That's a Gemara. Exactly. Right.
So now we're saying that it definitely is Kamei and dummy.
What
is
it is? No, there's a principle of Hodar within Kamei and dummy. But the question is that principle going to help us by a get? There is a principle in the Velt that Hodar is within Kamei and dummy, the principle in Dine Mamanis. The question is, how does that help me forget? Will it help me forget? The first day in Rashi says, it's enough. Hodos b'din kamei eidim dami gives you a Torah's eidus, so it's a shtar, and if it's a shtar, then it's kosher for a get. The second day it says, no, hodos b'din kamei eidim dami, there's not a Torah's eidus. There's not a Torah's eidus, so how does the get work? If there are no eidim, so how does the get work? The answer is it works anyway. Because of Anasan tells me that ksav yado can work by get, despite the fact that it doesn't have a din shtar.
And this is still outside of Mamon.
Mammon is different. Mammon, it's definitely not Eidim Mamish. That's clear. Because it's not Eidim Mamish, therefore there isn't going to be a kol. You're not going to be able to be gover from the Chasum Meshabadim but you still can't be kofar. You'll be able to be kofar from chasam b'nei charim because you can't deny it. Can't deny it. One more. Yes.
How could a hodah make this statement of the Baal into an edus, take on the Torah of edus?
What do you think hodah is building kamei edim means? If I didn't tell you, if I didn't write anything on the board, it says you would have thought. If we ended shir here, you would have said, "Oh, great! Hodah building kamei edim dami is he's like Aiden. It's like Aiden. He can make a shtar. Let me go tell the person on line the calf behind me about that." But it's a good thing I continued shir because you shouldn't tell them that. Because it's not so clear that it's true. It's not. That you can tell.
So, I mean, now that we talked about this idea of ne'amanus, it makes sense. Like that seems to like flow logically. Like, if someone is being motivated about something, then they should get more ne'amanus towards that. But why would we have this idea that it could even be viewed and like...
Well, what does that mean to be ne'aman k'shnei edim? I'm ne'aman k'shnei edim, but I'm not dino k'shnei edim? Well, what does that mean? That's the question. The question is it just an emunas kishnei edim? Other emunalats will yosem imeya ish. It's an emunas kishnei edim. Or the other way to look at it is, well, why'd you short circuit the process in the middle? You made him neman kishnei edim, but he's not dino kishnei edim. What you're giving him, but not giving him. Decide what you want to do. That's the tension. That's the question. What does this principle mean? What's enough kamilu maisa? Like some adreita hints and some adreita hair. Like what's Xavier is a shtar. It works anyway. What's the? There are two very, very important questions that this might hinge on. I'd like to talk with you today, and then tomorrow we're going to get to this is really just a hakdama, to talk about a very, very important discussion that the Rishon had about Xavier by shtar kiddush. And we're talking so much about get, but you know the sister shtar is shtar kiddush. We learn get from Kiddushin, we learn Kiddushin. Yeah, there are similarities. So you have to talk about Ksav Yodah by Kiddushin. There's a lot in the Rishonim on that. We're going to get to that Mitzvah Shem tomorrow in greater detail. But let me share with you two nafkamina for this question. Is Ksav Yodah considered a shtar? Does it have a Torah shtar or does it not have a Torah shtar? So the first nafkamina, the most obvious nafkamina, is one that we've already discussed. And we're familiar with this. What nafkamina is that? Anyone? One word? Kiyum. Right, that's our go-to. Right, if we assume that something is called a shtar, so then the corollary to that is that kiyum shtaros, the kiyum of that device, of that vehicle, is only going to be midrabbanan. Minatora will assume that edim achasumim ala shtar, whatever this shtar is nasakim shnei chedusim bebezdin. Minatora, there's no need for kiyum; it's only a kiyum derabbanan. So, it's pretty important to know what the mafarshim say about kiyum of ksav yadam. But at first glance, you say, but who cares? Daraisa, Rabbanan, you still have to do it. Like, what does it matter? Well, what's going to show me whether it's Rabbanan, whether it's Daraisa? So the answer is that we know Kiyum Shtaros Rabbanan by a good standard Shtar. And as a result of that, there are many coolest that the Chacham instituted for Kiyum Shtaros Rabbanan. So the question is, by Ksav Yadah, are those coolest going to apply? Do we say that, no, the Kiyum of Ksav Yadah is a Kiyum Daraisa? You need a kiyum daraisa, right? We had another case where there's a kiyum daraisa, right? If the baldover, you know, avigdar, if the baldover is makhish, he claims it's mezuzah, that's a kiyum daraisa. This could be another example. Is there a need for kiyum daraisa by ksav yad? Well, maybe not, right? If the need for kiyum by ksav yad was only midrabbanan, so then maybe all the coolest that apply to Kiyum Shtaros Drabbanan will apply to Ksav Yadah. But if the need is a need Daraisa, so then the coolest are not going to apply. This is very, very important to know what the nature of Ksav Yadah is. So this is a whole discussion. We had it a little bit. We saw Ktsos that discussed this a little bit. But we didn't see the whole background. We didn't see what was beneath the surface. We couldn't see what was beneath the surface because we didn't learn Rashi on that Pevav yet. Right, but you know this discussion was on Gimel and Aleph, and we skipped about 80 blot today to get to Peivav, because Peivav really is Gimel on the base. What can I do? Kol HaTorah Kula Miksha Achas. You have to go. Sometimes you have to bring from a distance. So who discusses Kiyum by Ksav Yadah? This is a shach, major shach. What does the shach say? If you have the packet number 14, look on with me, please, on page 2. Let's go back to page one. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Right? You can't see the Shabbat before you see the Shulchan Aruch. You have to know what the Shabbat is going on. This Kayim Bebezin, this is Simon Samach Tes Siv Bezin Shulchan Aruch. This Kayim Bebezin Shuk Sav Yodo. Ein lo ela din milv al peh ve'edim ve'en agov ela min ayorshim ve'lo min alakuchos ela mimenu in hoda shalapar. Hoda shalapar. Yeah. But if you mit shalapara, so then if it's niskayim bebezdin, then you can be gover from him, but not from the yorshim, not from the gulos. Vim kofar v'yomer she'eno ksav yado. Kafa v'yomer she'eno ksav yado. Im niskayim bebezdin, o she'edim me'idim shu ksav yado. Huch z'kafar v'shalem. If he's kofar, he says, no, this is not my handwriting, this is not me. So then we need kiyum. But if there is kiyum, then he's hooks the kafir and he has to be mashal. Ksavyado, kfira, by ksavyado doesn't work. That's what we said. You can't be kofir. But how do you prevent him from being kofir? You got to be mekayim the ksavyado. So it's up the shach and sikad yibes. And mekayim yibes, because of habala trumas, one of the gedoli rishon and vehatur, sherev shrir agon, kosa v'tshuva she'ein mekayim and osam mishnei shtaros or mishnei ksubis. Came in the king stars with the rabbanan hechad idmar idmar hechad lo idmar lo idmar. The Baal Chumas in the Torah quote Rav Shirgam, who says that you can't be mekayim a ksav yad from shnei stars, from shnei ksubis. You can't do it by comparing the stars. Right? There are different ways to be mekayim a shtar. You can get the edim themselves to testify that it's their chasima, right? That you can't get over here. The ksav yad means the Baal Dover himself, and he's denying it, right? You can get edim to verify his handwriting, to say, we know his handwriting. I sat next to him in Shir for 5 years, and he had the strangest handwriting. This is his handwriting. I know his handwriting anywhere. Right? So you can get two Aiden. But the other way to do it is you take his notes. Right? You get his notes, you get other Shtaros, whatever, and you compare. So the Gemara in Ksubas, and Avchav says that we don't do it with one Shtar, we do it with two Shtaros, with two Ksubas. You have to make sure that it's not a mistake, right? You have to make sure that it's a good comparison. Zokto, Shir gone. We don't allow you to do that by Ksav Yadin. Because kiyum shtaros derabbanan, it's a kula midrabbanan to allow you to have this hashvaas hashtaros. Beichad idmar hid, idmar hechad lo, idmar lo, idmar. It's not said in ksav yodo. We see it in regular shas, but not in ksav yodo. That's what Rav Shir Gaon says. And the balachumas and the tour, they disagree. They say v'nir shein lechalik ben kiyum da'afel v'shar kiyumi ad kam lashonim. They say I don't see why there should be any difference at all. Rav Shir Gaon says there should be a difference, and the Baal HaTshuva and the Torah says there shouldn't be a difference. So then the Shach quotes the Beis Yosef. It's back and forth. It's back and forth. What does the Beis Yosef say? He says, since Kiyum is only Midrabbanan, why shouldn't you be able to be Mekel? So Zok the Shach, what's Rav Shir Gaon really holding? What's he holding by Ksav Yado? He says, "Hachika Amar Rav Shrir, Kevan the Kiyum Shtaros Drabbanan Umi Darais Loboy Kiyum Beit Machasum Al Hashda Hakim Mishmeiachayin Usum Bezdin Dami Umi Tam the Kiyum Shtaros Midrabbanan He Kibul Lekayim Mishtei Shtaros Umi Shtei Ksubes Hecha De Idmar Kegon Bishtar Idmar Avol Ksav Yad Midarais Loboy Kiyum Sharibol Lechayim Esalove Atzmo Bloshaya Kan Lomar Kim Mishmeiachayin Usum Bezdin Dami Lo Idmar." The Shach says, what's Rav Shir Gaon saying? Why can't you be Mekayim through the Shtei Shtaros and the Shtei Ksubas? That's because Kiyum by Ksav Yado is the Raisa. Kiyum by Ksav Yado is the Raisa. So you can't rely on this Kula. By Kiyum the Rabbanan you can rely on the Kula, but not by Kiyum the Raisa. Not by Kiyum the Raisa. And then the Shach has a little bit of a back and forth, a little complicated. I talked to some of the Talmidim about this. The Shach wants to suggest that maybe Rav Shir Gaon is saying, you know what, let's just read it, because I want to see it clear. What is he saying? Bach says like the Shach, but he's troubled that the Baal HaTshuva and the Tur say, what's Rav Shir Gaon saying? So the Bach says, well, what do you mean what's Rav Shir Gaon saying? Rav Shir Gaon is poshut. So the Shach says, what did the Bala Truma and the Tur mean? What did Rashi Yirgon mean? What did he say? What is he saying? he said, "Venira diyodulasov daasagom." They knew exactly what they were talking about. V'avu begin sigu olav. The kevin david kiyum and chiluk ben shtalik savyad. The kiyum al yehum. V'lo mishum sheikilu l'kayim shtei shtaris u'shteksuris. The Shach wants to say that you can hold like Rosh Hashanah that savyada requires a kiyum daraisa, and nevertheless you can still compare the shtaris. Why can't that work by a kiyum daraisa? It's a perfectly good kiyum. That's what was bothering them. Even if kiyum shtaris daraisa, this should still work. Rosh Hashanah felt, no, kiyum of savyada, that's daraisa. So therefore, the hashavas, hashtaris is not going to work because that's a kula derabbanan. So the others, the Bala Truma and the Tur, they're saying, even if it is a kiyum daraisa, why shouldn't hashavas, hashtaris work anyway? But concludes the Shach, whether hashavas, hashtaris is going to work by kiyum daraisa or not, whether it's really a good kiyum, that's a side point. That's what he's talking about. But miu nira the b'chol hanat the mekayim and mikach kila the kiyum shtaris darbanan. All the other coolest of kiyum shtaris darbanan. Kigon shalo b'fnei baldin. Remember we had that to be mekayim hashtar shalo b'fnei baldin. Oh, the neman lahoy begodlo shehika bekotno shuk savyad rabba. Or let's say someone, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes a gadol, he remembers that when he was young, when he was in fifth grade, you know, he recognized his Rebbe's signature from a particular shtat, right? So, is he neman to be made begodlo mashero bekotno? That's, he really shouldn't be neman. He should only be neman to be made when he's a gadol, what he saw when he was a gadol. So that's a kula midrabanan. Oh, but eight nasidayin. What's the din? Can an aid be nasidayin in kiyum shtaris? Can an aid be nasidayin in kiyum shtaris? That's also a kula midrabanan. We'll talk about that further on that hay in the base. These are three kulas midrabanan that apply to kiyum shtaris midrabanan. So zap the shach the chol kagana the bekilin on lehedya mitam kiyum shtaris midrabanan lo bekilin miksav yado shetzara kiyum midaraisa. Whether hashvas hashtaros works by kiyum daraisa or not, but we know that there are coolest that apply to kiyum daraisa drabanan. So the shach lefi rav shiragon. If you hold that kiyum of ksaviyado is a kiyum daraisa, so then you're going to have to be mekayim the shtar b'fnei baldin, and we're not going to say eid nasadayin, right? And you're not going to be neman lahoy begodlo mashero bekotno. These three coolest that apply to kiyum drabanan will not apply to kiyum of Ksavyado, because Kim of Ksavyado is Daraisa, Lefir of Shriyadon. That's how the Shach wanted to say. Comes the Pisrei Tshuva, and he quotes the Tshuva's Ramban. He says, Cotton Bays, the Tshuva's Amichosos, the Ramban, Kosav Lehedya, the Gambek Savyado, Leboy, Kiyum, Midaraisa. The Tshuva that's Miuchas to the Ramban is the Tshuva's Harashbot that they later realize belong to the Ramban. The Ramban says that Ksavyado is no different. Ksavyado's not even the kiyum daraisa by Ksavyado. It's only a kiyum daraban. All the kulas can apply. Machlokas Rav Shvirigon and the tshuva that's miuchas to the Ramban. Whether we say that kiyum of a ksavyad is kiyum daraisa, or do you say that it's only a kiyum daraban? What's the machlokas? Why is Ksavyado different? Choretz dependent on these 2 days in Rashi. 2 approaches that the Rav suggested. If we assume that the reason why Ksavyado works is because Hadoz Belin Kameidim Dami, and it's dino ke'edim, it really has a shame shtar. So if it has a shame shtar, Ishlokish's principle should apply. Edim achasum al hashtar, to mishnech be'edus and be'bezdin. It has a shame shtar, so if it has a shame shtar, so it should have the same din as shnei edim. Why would I assume that commission echro would not apply by ksav yada? The only reason to assume that is if we say that hodos badin ke'edim dami is not that it has a Torah's edim. It has a Torah's nemonus. He's nemon kishnei edim, but it's not really dino kishnei edim. So if he's not dino kishnei edim, then there is no din shtar here. If there's no din shtar, then the whole chiddush that commission echre edusim bebezdin doesn't apply. It doesn't have a din shtar. But again, it works because of the kasuv of an asan, but hadas within kamei edim dami can't shafa shtar, because he doesn't really have dino kishnei edim. So if it doesn't have a shem shtar, so then it makes sense that you should need a kiyam daraisa. Without a kiyam daraisa, there's nothing here. If it has a shem shtar, so then in a Torah, it's totally kosher. if it doesn't have a shem shtar, so then without being mekayim, it's gorish, it's nothing. So you should need a kiyam daraisa in order to be motzi from the lover. And if you need a kiyam daraisa, then all the coolest of kiyam darabanan are not going to apply. So the chora, that's what the two deis are disagreeing about. Does the ksav yad have a shem shtar, or does it not have a shem shtar? If it has a shem shtar, so then just like by every other shtar, kiyam shtaras are only darabanan, so to by ksav yad. But if it doesn't have a shem shtar, then by ksav yad, the kiyam is going to be daraisa. The kiyam is daraisa, then the coolest are not going to apply. Yes.
If his kiyam is from the Zeres Kasav, then shouldn't his kiyam...
Nemanis, no. Hodas Badin Kamei Adonami is learned from Kiyu Zer, that's learned from Zeres Kasav. But the fact that Ksav Yodo works in Get, that could also be Zeres Kasav. The question is, do I need the Zeres Kasav of the Kasav in Asan to explain why Ksav Yodo works in Get? So depending on how you understand Hodas Badin Kamei Adonami will determine why Ksav Yodo works in Get. Yeah, let's chart it out, okay? How does Ksav Yodo work by Get? Right, so Rashi 1 is Hodas Badin Kamei Adonami. Yesh lo din beis eden. Rashi number 2. Hodas bal din ein dino ke eden ela neman ke eden. Ksav Yodo beget, moil, kigzeres hakasuv, to the kasuv in us. See? If Hodas Badin Kamei Edom Dami has a Torah's Eidah, so then Hodas Badin Kamei Edom Dami can be the source of Ksav Yodo beget. That's it! It has a shame star, it's Dino Ka'edim. Maybe not Edom Mamish to be going from the Chasuv Shabbatim, not a kol, but for our purposes, forget, it's enough. But if Hodas Badin Kamei Adim has a Torah's Nemonus, he's Nemon Ka'edim, but it's not Dino Ka'edim, so then it can't Shafa Shtar. Ksav Yodo beget Mol Mixer Sakatu Bekasu Nasan, Afal P She'ein Lo Din Shtar Be'alma. Doesn't have a din shtar bechlal. There are no eidim here. It's not dino ke'edim. He's neman ke'edim, but it's not dino ke'edim. There is no din shtar. Avu b'kein, it works by get because there's exerts a kasuv because of an asan. Those are the two approaches. Does it have a din shtar midin of those but din ke'edim dami? Because it has a Torah's eidus? Or does it not have a din shtar? And nevertheless, it works because there's exerts a kasuv that allows it to work dafke get. Zach.
Just in general, if we're saying that the way that a shtar kinyan works is that Yeshar Kenyan words that it's two people testifying a Das Meskayev, then why wouldn't a Das Meskayev and a piece of paper just be where it makes a shtar?
Who says that?
It's from me.
Right now.
That's Tosis. Get to Tosis. That's what Tosis. Tosis cuts to the chase and says, what do you need all this for? Just take it. It's Poshet Das Meskayev. That's what Xavier is. It's the expression, it's the ultimate expression of what a shtar is all about. That's what you're saying, right?
I think so.
I'm not sure what Tosis says. Follow me, but we're not big. Wow. Okay, you just jump like 8 steps. Good. But we have to walk up the stairway. So, I don't want to trip. Yes?
What is the hodah of the Baal in this case, the husband? What is he admitting?
He's admitting that he wants to divorce his wife.
That's an admission. I mean, I
admit
I owe money. I'm just
going to admit. Right. So hodas baldin outside the realm of mama just means that I admit that this is my handwriting. It's like an admission that this is what he's doing, that he wants to do this. It's an admission that he wants to do it. If a person says something about himself, he does something that relates to him, so there's an admission that he wants to do it. I mean, if someone takes the hand of the Baal, right? If someone takes the hand of the Baal and write the get. So is that called writing the get? So if it's in his handwriting, he's saying that that's what I want. So that's like a hodas baldin. It's like a hodas baldin. Yeah, so it'll function in a similar fashion. Okay, tomorrow we're gonna begin by looking at Rashi and the Ran, which relates to Daniel's question. That's the second afkamin over here. What is a ksav yada? Right, we keep on saying that he wrote the get, he wrote the shtar. What did he write? Did he just write IOU? Or did he write I, David ben Shmuel, OU? Was there a chasimas yado in the shtar, in the piece of paper, or was there only ksivas yado in the piece of paper? So we're going to see Rashi in the round about that. Then, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to move on. Please move on to the next Ma'amar Kamashi. We're going to move on to ksav yado v'kiddushin. There's really a lot to say, a very beautiful sugya coming.